This is Chris.
And Sarah.
We're just getting ready for a time of amazement.
Surprise.
And good times.
Welcome to the unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 56 of the unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Hi!
We're back.
Or rather, yay! We're back. At least for a little while.
Yeah, we'll probably take off for another couple months, but for now, we're here. And what's new?
Somebody just graduated from college, and it wasn't me.
Nope. I mean, yes, someone did.
Congratulations, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Are you done with school or are you going to go back for more?
Well, for the moment, I am done. I think 16 years is plenty enough. So, yeah, I think I'm going to enjoy the break.
Okay. Yay! Well, congratulations, Chris. Woohoo! Okay, there's really not much news in my life other than I'm working at camp again for a few weeks this summer, but not for long.
Exciting. What type of camp?
Oh, I worked at a camp last summer. And it was I worked in the adventure camp last summer. This summer, at least for the first week, and maybe the fifth week, I'm working at their horse camp. Their resident horse camp.
Sweet.
And I'm going to be a camp counselor. Yep.
Very nice.
And then I'm in a wedding later this summer. And I know, like, six people getting married, and I can only go to one of the weddings, and that's only because I'm in it.
Well, at least you're able to be part of one of them.
Yeah. I have news. I just remembered my news.
Oh, what news?
I made a Wadfam chalk sod.
Oh, beautiful. You know, we need to post that recipe online, on our blog.
I don't know if I can. I will have to check with my sources who provided it with me.
You know, it's not like Raspberry Ripple where it's a secret recipe.
I don't know. I don't want to be on anybody's blacklist here. I'm pretty sure that list was smuggled out, and I don't want to, do we really want to be blacklisted?
Well, I mean, you can give out some hints, right? I mean, there's a couple obvious ingredients in the recipe.
Like what?
Like maybe chocolate and soda, perhaps?
Let me check with my sources, and I'll see what I can do.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that wonderful thing with the world and hiding it.
Hey, they're the ones hiding it, not me. I didn't, you know, this was like smuggled out of Wits End's kitchen, so I don't know, man, I don't know. I mean, come on, if we get cut off, we don't have any Odyssey news anymore, and we're not in the loop. And if we're not in the loop, well, you know, we're going to lose all of our fans to I don't know who.
No, they'll keep listening. I have faith in everyone.
Well, it was a good Wadfam chalk sod, except that I didn't make it fizzy enough, and so it was kind of more like a milkshake.
Ah, so there's fizz involved. Okay. Now I'm getting the big picture.
Well, yeah, they're fizzy. The ones from Wits End are fizzy. They're fizzy milkshakes, basically, is what they are. But yeah. So that was my big news. It was fun. I'm going to try it again. Well, I was going to try it again, but part of my ingredients disappeared when my family got a hold of them.
Oh, no.
So I have to go back to the store and restock.
Well, that won't be too big of a problem.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, moving on.
Oh, okay. That's my life. So what's going on with Odyssey, Chris?
Not that much. Actually, apparently, though, there is a contest that is starting this weekend over at the official podcast.
Oh, really? What is it?
It's the Washington Secret Word Contest, and basically it's going to be coinciding with the Washington Family Best Of episodes, which will be airing over the next 11 weeks on the weekends. And basically I'm not sure if Chris is giving out the secret word at the beginning, in the middle, or the end of the episode, but she'll be giving out this secret hidden word, and that word will allow fans to access bonus content on the website. And we don't exactly know what this bonus content is going to be yet, but it's definitely something to look forward to over the summer.
Well, okay, and then do we have a date for when the first passages will air?
I think we do. I'm pretty sure it's September 19th.
Okay, and do we have any ideas to when the next season will start?
March 2010, and we also know that both the Passages season as well as Album 51 will both be available for purchase around the same time that they will be airing on the radio. So you'll be able to pick up your copy of Passages in September and then as well as Album 51 in March.
I'm sorry. I think that's really trying to be diplomatic here. I don't know how to be diplomatic about that. I think that's a really dumb idea.
Be honest. How you really feel?
am. I'm sorry. I was trying really hard to be diplomatic about that, and I don't really know how to go about that. So, to me, I think that's a very dumb
No,
idea.
I think it's awesome because that way we won't have to wait. So I'll have the album in my hand, and then once the episode airs, I'll just be able to listen to it in CD
You're the
quality.
only one with self-control enough to do that. Everyone else is going to be listening to it, and they're not
Yes.
going to wait for it to air, and that takes away all
Well,
the
that's only if you're gonna, listen to all the episodes right at once. But if you have the self-restraint to wait for each week, for each episode to air, then I mean, you're gonna enjoy just as much as the next
Okay,
person.
I didn't get them. I never really listened on the radio to the new ones as a kid because we didn't get the station that aired the new ones. So the only time I would ever hear the new episodes is when I got them for Christmas or for my birthday, which happened to be in November and December, respectively. So, or respectively. And so I only got two new albums a year, and they were like back to back. And especially during like cliffhanger albums and episodes, I would get them the night of my birthday. I would be up. I'd listen to the whole album straight through because I wouldn't be able to sleep. I would stay up late trying to finish the album. So I'd listen to the whole thing in one night. And then I would re-listen to it and stuff, but I think there's something to be said for only getting to hear one thing at a time and having to wait and wait and wait to hear the
So
rest of it.
it's you've developed a habit then. That's your dilemma. Whereas I, on the other hand, see, I listened to whenever the episodes came out, I heard them all as they were released on the radio. And so I had to wait like 6 months before the album came out. And so I already had I was forced to wait, so
Well, aren't you lucky? I like waiting better. I just never had the option when I was a kid because I got them. I only got the albums. I didn't get to listen on the radio. So,
the
I don't
thing
know.
is, we can complain about the release date, but there is a simple solution. It's just don't buy the album right away. Wait until the season's over.
That's true. And I guess a lot of people don't listen on the radio, but wouldn't selling it earlier make them lose radio listeners, which would in turn lose stations playing it, which would make them lose publicity
I've
and
heard
then
that
lose
argument
money.
before, and I don't buy any of it.
Okay, just
No,
wondering.
and I think the reason why is because if you have the album available right away during the season, then people will be more apt to pick it up. I mean, remember, we're talking about not the diehard fans. They're going to buy the album regardless. We're talking about the average fan. And the average fan is only going to have Odyssey in their mind during the season, typically, during while it's airing on the radio. So I think it makes the most sense to have the album available as soon as possible. And I think if you wait 6 months, then ultimately, I think you'll sell fewer albums because some of the excitement will have worn off. People will forget about
Hi,
it.
that has never, ever happened with a motion picture. That's how they make their
No,
money.
but you're talking about the average fan, right? I mean, the diehards are going to buy the album either which way.
I'm just talking about the average fan, but your point doesn't really work. I mean, look at Hollywood. That's how they make their money.
Okay, but Odyssey isn't Hollywood produced.
But that's no, but it's the same concept of make them wait for it, they'll want it more. And it's one that works really well.
I guess you could say that for something that has such a large following, like any major motion picture. But for Avengers and Odyssey, which has a very limited demographic, I would say that anytime you can release something earlier, then that's good for your product.
That's true. I guess the other side to it too, that would be an upside, is that if, say, I mean, if you don't know what's going to be on it, you may be more likely to buy it. Like, say it was, okay, like if they'd done this with like the split episodes,
Yeah, no
do
kidding.
you think people would have been more likely to buy it if they didn't
Let
know
me
what it was
think
going to
about
be?
that. Well, again, diehards versus average fan. I mean, we're coming from a
No.
completely
I
different.
mean, if it aired, if they bought them before all the episodes aired,
Yes.
wouldn't they be? I mean, they would be more likely to buy it if they didn't know what all the episodes were, as opposed to if they did and knew that some of them weren't very good, right?
Quite
So
possibly.
that might be part of the thinking too. So I don't know. I guess it's. I'll retract my earlier statement, sort of, and say it's not that bad of an
Oh,
idea.
you
I'm
don't have to
just not
retract it.
used
I mean, it's not, there's nothing wrong with being, voicing your opinion and all.
opinionated.
That's what we
I'm
do.
partially retracting it and saying, okay, I can see some of the logic behind it. I don't necessarily agree, but I can see some of the logic.
Okay. Well, that is a perfect segue to our next segment here. I know there's lots of things that we can complain about, but there are also a lot of things that we really do appreciate about Adventures in Odyssey. And actually, we came up with this really awesome list, this top five things that we absolutely love about Adventures in Odyssey. Number five, Lucy Cunningham Schultz Davis.
Yeah. Okay, why do we love her? I mean, she was a great character. She was so
I
sweet, and
know.
I miss her.
Seriously, three last names is awesome. There are no words to describe how cool it is. And, I really think they should redo the intro. It should be, "Hi, this is John Avery Whitaker, but most friends call me John Avery Whitaker." Or something like that, yeah.
Why didn't Con Oh, I just well, I can't think of anything to top that, Chris. I was gonna try and I can't do it. Okay. Number four. Bring back people who are supposed to be dead. What's the fun of having a villain or a hero if he can't keep reappearing? Come on. I mean, okay, so we have what? Dr. Blackard. I personally thought that when he was supposed to be dead, there's a chance that he's still alive, I mean, we'd never found his body from the cave explosion, right?
I know that. I mean, I'm so glad they brought him back. And in Blackguard's Revenge, that was the greatest moment ever when he came back and he actually didn't die. I mean, I was thrilled at that moment when that moment happened. Weren't you?
Yeah, I did. I did love of Blackguard's Revenge. It was so great. It was just a great episode. Great to hear from Dr. Blackguard again. Yeah. Good job, guys.
Number three on our
Oh, and Mitch,
list.
we can't forget
Oh,
Mitch. We can't
duh,
forget
Mitch.
Mitch.
Hello.
I was so happy to find out that Mitch was not dead. That was just oh, that was such great writing. It surprised me. Although I didn't have to listen on the radio, I heard like two episodes later that he was still alive. So.
I, on the other hand, had to wait. And those 3 weeks, or however many weeks it was, were the most agonizing weeks of my entire life. And when I found out he was alive, I was overjoyed. I just was like, this is the best thing that could have happened.
And then the biggest one of all, Leonard Meltzner.
Oh, Leonard.
Leonard. See, and again, they set that up perfectly. They never said that he was dead. They said he was missing on an archaeological
Dig.
archaeological dig and presumed dead. He wasn't actually dead. I thought that was good. And then,
The
and
writer sure
finally,
fooled us on that one.
the icing on the cake, Everett.
Yes.
Everett Meltzner. We didn't even know he existed. Then we find out he dies, but then we find out he's alive again.
How awesome is that?
A character that you learn about and you feel so attached to because he's Eugene's little brother and we love Eugene. And then we start to care for Leonard and find out he had a son, but then we find out he's dead and that's awful. And then all of a sudden he's alive again. It's so great. Totally pulls at your heartstrings.
You said it better than I ever could, so I'll just leave it at that. That was amazing. All right. Number three, never goofing up. These writers are immaculate. I mean, I don't think I can't even think of one episode where they didn't miss something or there wasn't an inconsistency with the Odyssey canon or where there was a goof up or somewhere. I mean, can you think of one?
No, I can't. And they do such a good job of patching things up with characters and stuff. Like example, they explained so well Lucy's last name by having her marry Jack. It's not a, it's perfect. She's Lucy Davis now. And they do like even with like Wit and Jack, man, there was all that conflict between the two of them and you never knew it was going to happen, but they summed it all up so great at the end of Clara and they're just great friends now, Nothing ever went wrong.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you could tell that there was never any real rift between Jack and Wit. Never, ever.
No. And I'm sure they were writing so many wonderful letters to each other all throughout that time that they were separated. It was just it's so sweet. Okay.
All right, and number two.
I'm going to read this one. I just No, you're going to read this one. Who's reading this
I
one?
think you're reading this one.
Okay, I'm reading this one. Always using the original voice whenever they bring back a character. They have done such a great job of trying to do this. And, I mean, can you think of all those examples where they've made it happen, you know? Like, they use the real Lucy in the live show, and they use the real Jimmy Barkley. And, oh, it's just so great. And, oh, even what's his name from the first episode?
Davey
Come on,
Holcomb?
Chris. Yeah, do you remember when he
Oh,
came back as a
yeah,
television
that's right.
producer?
And they brought him
Wasn't
back.
Yeah, and his voice, I mean, okay, it was a little bit different, but of course it would be different. Like, he got, you know, he grew up and became an adult. It was so great.
Totally. Oh,
I
and
was
remember
so
in the Mortal Coil when we were first introduced to Jason, they even brought that guy back too.
Yeah. And who can forget bringing Tasha back?
Oh,
She even
Tasha.
sounded like herself. I mean, I'm sure her voice changed a little bit in her old age, but man, she was so good.
Oh yeah, and we can't forget about Agnes.
Oh, that's right. Wait, Agnes?
Agnes in, let's see, what was that episode? Thanks God, I think.
Thank you, God.
Thank you God, yes, thank you. Thank you, Sarah.
Oh, that's right. I did forget about Agnes. That's true. She did. Same with her. Man, these guys have done such a great job. And of course, there's been a few, you know, kind of not so good ones, but that's okay. Where they had to change voices midway through. But that's understandable when the actors passed away or something along those lines, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, do you want to move on to the number one?
All right. Okay. And number one, the number one thing that we love about Odyssey is wait a minute. Chris,
What?
this isn't the list of things that we love about Odyssey.
Wait, it isn't?
This is the list of things that we hate about Odyssey that we weren't ever going to show to anybody.
No, you're not serious, are you? Stink! I thought I gave you the list of things that we love. Ah!
Okay, everybody, forget you've heard anything for the last like 10 or 15 minutes, however long it's been. Just wipe it from your brains. It didn't happen. You did not hear any of this,
I'm gonna
okay?
go hide nervously in a corner booth now.
Okay, and I'm gonna get the materials that Eugene used and help erase everyone's memory, and then we'll kind of get them back to normal. Okay, you got it, Chris? Can I have the right list now, please?
Sure, here. There you
Thank
go.
you. Are we sure this is the right list? Let me go to this. Okay, this looks
Are
like the
we
right list
good?
to me.
I don't want to make the
I
same
think
mistake
so.
twice.
Yeah, I think we're good now. Okay. All right. So, sorry about that mistake there, people. Okay. The real top five things that we love about Odyssey. Number five, Wadfam chalk sods. I love how they appear all over the place, and come on, they are a taste of heavenly goodness. How can you not love Wadfam chalk sods? And for those that don't know, it stands for World Famous Chocolate Soda, and it appears in Family, our Best Vacation Ever, and a couple other episodes, I think, actually. But I can't remember what.
Yeah,
And you can
and
find
who?
them in Wits End, in Focus on the Family in Colorado Springs, Colorado 80995.
Yeah, and who doesn't love something that you can recreate for yourself, even when they don't give you the recipe?
I'm telling you.
Okay, moving on. Number four, the Barkley family. I think I'd be speaking for most people, most fans of Adventures in Odyssey, in saying that the Barkley family was probably the best family they created for the show.
Pretty much.
I mean, you had the sibling rivalry between Donna and Jimmy, priceless. You had them grow up, and you had George and Mary Barkley. Now, Mary Barkley.
Oh, we should have added Mary Barkley
Mary
into our
Barkley.
list.
They kept bringing her back too, by the way, didn't they?
They
Same actress
did.
every
They brought
time.
her back
Same
four
actress every
different
time.
times.
Same actress. I don't know how they did that.
We forgot about her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we'll put that on our next list.
Okay, sorry. George and Mary were great. Oh, and George Barkley too, actually.
Yeah, let's just not forget about the executive producer of Avengers and Odyssey, the former executive producer.
Yeah, because he, remember, he did a great job in Family Vacation, and then man, he was
Oh
so
yeah,
up
that's right. I forgot about that. Family Vacation, yep. I love that family. They
Me
should come
too.
back. But not in Pokenberry Falls. I would love to hear from Stuart again. I mean, what's going on with him? He must be grown up with kids already.
Maybe they can get the guy that played Davey Holcomb to play Stewart.
They could. And we wouldn't know the difference.
Nope, not at all. Okay, sorry. Number three, Bible and history episodes, basically educational entertainment. I used to not like those episodes very much as a kid, and now I absolutely love them. There's a few that still kind of make me cringe, but most of the time, I think they're great.
Whenever I recall or hear a Bible story being told, either through a sermon or talking with a friend, I always remember if it's been dramatized in Odyssey, I always remember those episodes, and they just stick in my head. And I think the great thing about Odyssey is that because it's radio drama, it's like the imagination station. It just brings the story to life. And I like how they do that with both biblical stories as well as history episodes. And yes, I will admit that Odyssey has broadened my American history horizons in some respect. Although I still believe they should cover some Canadian history.
Well, and not all their stuff is accurate too. I've learned several different times the hard way, but that's okay. They do a good job.
No, they never goof up, Sarah. Remember?
Chris, that was the part that we're forgetting.
Oh yeah, sorry. Okay, number two, references to past episodes. Pretty much the Best Small Town covered this to a T. Like every 5 seconds there was a reference. So yeah, whenever you can reference stuff that occurred 50—it's not 50, 20 years ago or 21 years ago. You will be pleasing the diehard fans. So, pretty much anything that Nathan Huber touches actually is something that we love. When it comes down to
Well, except for Davey Holcomb.
But we won't go there. I thought we were.
Oh, that's true. We wiped that from everyone's
Yeah,
memory.
we wiped that. We wiped that from the record.
Okay. And the number one thing that we love about Odyssey is, are you ready for this?
Yep.
The number one thing that we love about Odyssey is how applicable it is to real life. And how it just continues to touch people where they are. And yep.
And if you don't know what Sarah's talking about, listen to our reviews of the
You, if
last
you don't know
season
what I'm talking about,
and
you
let me know.
obviously haven't been listening to me for the last 3 years.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty much what it boils down to.
But yeah, and the great thing is that regardless of your age or where you're at, there's always something that you can learn, be it something that's simplistic or something that's profound. I find that even like the simplest of messages can like really touch me, and the fact that as I grow, I have a deeper appreciation for episodes makes me love the show even that much more.
I agree with everything you just said.
Fantastic. So yeah. Those are the top five things that we love about Odyssey. So now you guys, why don't you tell us? Email, send us an email, leave us a comment, let us know what things you enjoy about Avengers and Odyssey. Or things you don't like about Avengers and Odyssey. We'll take those too. We'll add that to our next list for next year.
Yay! Okay, well, I think it's your turn to wrap up the show,
Yes,
Chris,
it is.
'cause
I will do that. As soon as I play this really quick commercial for the ceiling fan, in case you guys aren't aware, they're running this cool ceiling fan contest where you take over the show and do your own version, and then there's a really cool prize at the end. I won't spoil it, so let's just play the clip.
It's wild, it's crazy, and it's it's your chance to take over one of the biggest Adventures in Odyssey fan casts on the internet. The Ceiling Fan, Fan Hijack.
Hi.
What?
Oh, you said hi. I thought I'd say hi back.
Who are you?
I'm Jack.
Oh.
Oh, don't mind me. I'm just putting together my entry for the contest.
Oh, well. Like Jack, you can try your hand at being the host and sound like awesome. And we're giving away a free t-shirt. The Ceiling Fan, Fan Hijack.
Hi.
Check out the ceilingfan.blogspot.com for all the details.
Plus, every entry will be a part of the People's Choice Contest coming up August 2009. TheCeilingFan.blogspot.com. So have your entries in by July 18th. It's the Ceiling Fan Fan Hijack.
Hi!
Okay, so yeah, go check out TheCeilingFan.blogspot.com. Really cool stuff happening over there. And that is pretty much it. Passages comes out in just over 2 months from now, or actually almost 3 months from now. And yep. Until then, hopefully we'll have maybe one podcast. Maybe.
Maybe more than that. We'll try.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens. No promises. All right, everybody. Have a great summer.
Yes. Yay! And happy Canada Day or happy 4th of July.
Yay! All right, guys. Bye!
See you later.
And they do, like, even with, like, Wit and Jack, man, there was all that conflict between the two of them, and you never knew it was going to happen, but they summed it all up so great at the end of Clara, and they're just great friends now, you know? Nothing ever went wrong.
I can't think of anything that... No, sorry.
You're not supposed to be laughing
sorry.
Right now!
Sorry. You played that so perfectly, Kay. Let me backtrack here. Speaking of bloopers.
I have a blooper reel on this one. That's all I have to say.
Oh my goodness. Okay.